السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا شيخ خالد، السلام عليكم.
عبد الرحمن، كيف
الحمد
الحال؟
لله يا شيخ خالد.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أما بعد، our one these days is the book by الإمام ابن القيم رحمه الله، محمد ابن أبي بكر أبو عبد الله. He was widely known as Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyya, rahimahullah. And this book, Ad-Da'u wa-Dawa, is a response to a question that was asked regarding someone who had fallen into serious trials, who was so sure that handling the trial was affecting his dunya and it was going to affect his deen. It would affect his deen, it would affect his akhirah. So he asked from the Imam how to navigate out of that baliyah that he had fallen into. May Allah protect all of us. One of the major all-inclusive comprehensive solutions that the Imam Ibn al-Qayyim gave in this response to this person was a dua. Dua, supplicating to Allah. Once in the book, he told us, he said, وَالدُّعَى وَمِنْ أَنْفَعِ الْأَدْوِيَةِ. He said, وَمِنْ أَنْفَعِ يعني مِنْ أَنْفَعِ الْأَدْوِيَةِ. الدُّعَى, from the most beneficial solutions to the problems of an individual. You have a trial, you have a worry, you have a grief, you are anxious, you are depressed, you have fakr, poverty, you have illness, diabetes, every kind of illness, whether it has to do with the qalb that we refer to as al-amrad al-qalbiyah, or it had to do with your nafs, your soul, that we refer to as al-amrad al-nafsiyah, or it had to do with your limbs, you have headache, a broken leg, a disturbing eye, a disturbing ear, and the rest of that that we refer to as from Al-Amrad Al-Badaniya. Ibn al-Qayyim told us that one of the major forms of resolving all of this is with dua. He called dua, he said, وَهُوَ أَدُوُّ الْبَلَىٰ. Dua is the enemy of trials. يُدَافِعُهُ وَيُعَلِجُهُ. Dua puts away bala. Dua puts away bala. Dua puts away bala. وَيَمْنَعُ نُزُولَهُ. It prevents the bala from descending upon the individual. وَيَرْفَعُهُ أَوْ يُخَفِّفُهُ إِذَا نَزَلَ. يَرْفَعُهُ. Dua will remove trials, bala, when it even descends. أَوْ يُخَفِّفُهُ. The least benefit you gain when you are full of dua is that it will even reduce or relieve the negative impacts of the trials. May Allah protect each and every one of us. He came on, rahimahullah, to tell us how then to make our dua an effective, potent dua, because dua may be strong and dua may be weak. We had studied all of these in the past. Ibn al-Qayyim gave us about five things, and we are on the fifth one. The first thing he told us about is waqtul ijaba, aw awqatul ijaba, making dua at those times that we have been guaranteed that if we make dua, time, periods, if you make a dua at that time, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that Allah will answer our dua. So he told us about awqatul ijaba. Likewise, al-Imam ibn al-Qayyim, to help us to attain very potent, strong dua, he also told us about halud da'i, the condition that the person who is making dua should be. He told us that we should make dua with khushu'ul qalb, that in the qalb there should be khushu' wal inkisar. We should humble ourselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He told us other things. Then he told us how to go about the dua itself, the kayfiyya to taqdim al-dua. How do you go about presenting the dua? Ibn al-Qayyim told us too. He said we should start with hamdillah wa thana'i alayhi. He said وَبَدَأَ بِحَمْدِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَالثَّنَاءِ عَلَيْهِ. We should start by saying Alhamdulillah, I'm mentioning Allah's praise. ثُمَّ ثَنَّى بِالصَّلَاةِ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ عَبْدِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. And then we should follow with Salatu ala Nabi. The way to make dua is to start with Alhamdulillah and praises of Allah. And then we follow with Salatu ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he said rahimahullah qaddama bayna yaday hajatihi at-tawbata wal-istighfar. Just before you begin to mention your needs, we should make good tawbah and istighfar, asking Allah for pardon and forgiveness. He said rahimahullah thumma dakhala ala Allahi wa alaha alayhi fil mas'ala. And then he goes in fully before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making his dua, asking persistently and hoping and anticipating to get his dua answered. He now said to us rahimahullah that these kinds of dua, فَإِنَّ هَذَا الدُّعَى لَا يَكَادُ يُرَدُ أَبَدًا. The dua that is made like this, it is hardly ever rejected. The dua that we make like this is potent, it is strong, it is effective. La yakadu yuraddu abada. It is hardly ever rejected if we make dua like this. To increase the strength of our dua, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah also give us suggestions. He said, wala siyama in sadafa al-ad'iyyata معثورة التي أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أنها مذنة الإجابة. He said the dua will gain more strength if it happens to be from those dua that Prophet himself صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم taught us. He told us how to express them. وأخبر أنها مذنة الإجابة. And he told us that these dua, they are always going to be accepted by Allah. They are open and closer to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't leave us to start searching for those expressions by ourselves. He started by telling us those expressions that we can gain from. We too, we can use them to ask Allah for what we want at the best time, in the best condition, and all of these that he had explained to us. The first one that he told us about was this dua that occurs in Sahih Ibn Hibban from the hadith of Buraida Ibn al-Husayb al-Aslami. He said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard a man saying, اللهم إني أسألك بأني أشهد أنك أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, he told us when he heard this man that لقد سأل الله بالاسم الأعظم الذي إذا سئل به أعطى وإذا دعي به أجاب. This man has asked Allah بالاسم الأعظم with Allah's biggest and most mighty name. الذي إذا سئل به أعطى. That name that when Allah is asked with it, أعطى. Allah gives what you ask. If you ask Allah employing that name, Allah will grant your dua. وَإِذَا دُعِيَ بِهِ أَجَابَ. When Allah is called by that name, Allah answers. The first one that Ibn al-Qayyim told us about was اللهم إني أسألك بأني أشهد أنك أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. إخوة, I hope that by now we would have memorized this dua. اللهم إني أسألك بأني أشهد أنك أنت الله. Oh Allah, I ask you by the fact that I testify and affirm that you, Allah, you are Allah. لا إله إلا أنت. There is no deity deserving of worship except you. Al-Ahad, you are absolutely lone and alone. One. As-Samad, you are the one that the entirety of the creation depends upon, and you don't depend on anything. The entirety of this dunya depends on Allah. Allazi, you are the one that lam yalid wa lam yulad, you have not given birth to a child. Wa lam yulad, and you were not born by anyone. Wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad, and there is none that is like you. I ask you by this fact, all these facts, all these truths, absolute facts, ask you. I employ them to ask you. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this dua, إِذَا سُئِلَ بِهِ أَعْطَى. If you ask Allah using this name, Allah will give you. وَإِذَا دُعِيَ بِهِ أَجَابَ. If you call Allah with this name, Allah will answer you. I think we have the key. It remains for us to employ the key for our benefit. Expression Ibn al-Qayyim talks to us that he said, اللهم إني أسألك بأنت المنان ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa report, Anas ibn Malik wa sallam, so Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, he mentions this second report to us. Annahu kana ma'a Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa the Prophet Islam wa rajulun yusalli, and a man was making dua, or that the man was observing some nawafil. ثم دعا, and then the man began to make dua. He said, اللهم إني أسألك بأن لك الحمد، اللهم إني أسألك بأن لك الحمد، لا إله إلا أنت المنان بديع السماوات والأرض، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا حي يا قيوم. This man made this dua like this. اللهم إني أسألك بأن لك الحمد، لا إله إلا أنت المنان بديع السماوات والأرض، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا حي يا قيوم. Like we mentioned, in the first expression, the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wassalam, ismihi al-azim, alladhi la bihi. When, if you call on unto him using that name, Allah will answer you. Wa idha su'ila bihi a'ta. If you ask Allah using this name, a'ta, the individual will get what he has asked for. So we have two expressions that Ibn al-Qayyim has taught to us, rahimahumullah, from the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The third expression he taught to us was from the hadith of Abu Huraira, when he said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, alidhu biyadha al-jalali wal-ikram, alidhu Ya ذا الجلال والإكرام. Stick to saying Ya ذا الجلال والإكرام. We should make to add Ya ذا الجلال والإكرام. Muha. Stick to it. وداوموا عليها. Say it always. What is that? Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram. Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram. Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram. So when you make your dua, always add Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram to it. Allahumma Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatau wa fil akhirati hasanatau wa qina azaban nar. When you end your dua, always Alizu biya dhal jalali wal ikram. Stick to always adding ya dhal jalali wal ikram to your dua. Stick to it. Alizu biya dhal jalali wal ikram. Dawimu alayha. Always say it. Ta'allaku biha. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam encouraged us to always say Ya Dhal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Dhal Jalali wal Ikram. That is the third expression that Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim has taught to us in terms of making a very efficacious and potent dua. The fourth expression that he taught to us, it occurs in the hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu. He said, Kana al-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, Iza karabahu amrun, Iza karabahu amrun qal, when a matter became difficult for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا اشْتَدَّ عَلَيْهِ وَثَقُلَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْرٌ, when a matter became difficult for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال, he would say, يَا حَيُّ يَا قَيُّومُ بِرَحْمَتِكَ أَسْتَغِيثُ. O Ikhwa, take this expression number four. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum Bi Rahmatika Astaghith. Whenever the Prophet found a matter difficult, what did he say? Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum Bi Rahmatika Astaghith. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum Bi Rahmatika Astaghith. Ikhwa, say this. It is simple. It is well known. It is easy. It does not have the name of any other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it was taught and made known to be effective to us by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kana al-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Iza karabahu amrun qal, Ya hayu ya qayyum, bi rahmatika astadith. That is absolutely independent. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum Bi Rahmatika Astadallam Iza Karabahu Amrun Qal Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum Bi Rahmatika Astadith. That is expression number four that we have learnt from Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim Rahimahullah, as from the dua that are very efficacious for us to say, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum Bi Rahmatika Astaghith. Ya, that is one thing about the sunnah. It will be simple, it will be easy, it will be common for everybody to know it. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum Bi Rahmatika Astaghith. When did he used to say that? Iza shtadda alayhi amrun, when a matter became difficult for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what would he shout? Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum Bi Rahmatika Astaghith. Let us take note of this. Expression number five that Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim told us from the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. That one occurs in the Sunan of Al-Imam Al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah, from the hadith of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas an al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas reported that from the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam, da'watu dhinnun idda'a wa huwa fi batni al-hut. Da'watu dhinnun, the dua of the one in the belly of the fish. Who is the one who was in the belly of the fish? Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. The dua of Yunus. Idda'a, when Yunus called unto Allah, wa huwa fi batni al-hut, while he was in the belly of the fish, the whale. No, Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, Yunus ibn Matta. He was from the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was sent to a people. These people, their city was called Ninawa, the city of the people of Yunus alayhi salam, was called what? Ninawa. And it was part of the ancient Mosul. Ancient Mosul is part of the large Syria, Mosul, in the city called Ninawa. This was the name of the people of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam in ancient Iraq, Ninawa. That is the name of the city. Allah said, wa arsalnahu ila mi'ati alfin aw yazidu. Allah sent Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam to his people. They were 100,000 in number, or more than that. Their number was 100,000. When Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam began to invite them to Allah, he called them, he begged them. Sometimes he told them Allah would punish them. Sometimes he encouraged them. Allah will bless you. Allah will increase his favors on you. Worship Allah alone. And all of these they rejected. And then Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam became very angry with them. Why is it that I'm inviting you to Allah and you are rejecting alayhi salatu wasalam? Then he chose to leave them. The scholars say this was where the matter was. He was not told to leave. He wanted to leave by himself. These people don't hear, they won't accept. So he told them that Allah would punish them in 3 days' time. So after he said that, he left out of anger. Why are these people, am I inviting them to Allah? That was what Allah told us in Surah Al-Anbiya. Dhahaba mughadiban. He went away from them out of anger. Fadhanna an lan naqdir alayhi. He thought that we would not find that, we would not make that a means of unease for him. He felt that it was normal for him to leave, because he had already warned them that Allah's punishment was coming. But we did not tell him to leave. Dhahaba mughadiban. He was angry for the sake of Allah. But Allah had not told him, leave. Dhahaba mughadiban. Fadhanna Allah naqdir alayhi. Allah naqdir. He thought that, well, if I leave, I have a right to leave. I will not be blamed for leaving. But Allah made things difficult for him, because he left before he was told to leave, even though he was annoyed for the sake of Allah. Why? The people had rejected the call until he promised them that they would be destroyed. So as he left, he boarded a ship or a boat. We had explained all of these reading the verses to us in Surah to Yunus, in Surah to Safat, and here in Surah Al-Anbiya. So Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, he left the people. Allah told us in As-Safat, إِذْ أَبَقَ إِلَى الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونِ فَسَاهَمَ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُوْحَدِينَ. And as he tried to leave, he boarded a boat. The boat was filled up. And then when he boarded the boat, the wave began to disturb the boat, trying to sink the boat. He knew that there was a trouble. And then the people began to suggest that some of them have to go away. But they knew him. They recognized that he was a messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. Fasahama fakana min al-mufhadin. So the people began to make al-qura, trying to determine who should be thrown into the sea. Each time they determined that he was the one to be thrown in the sea, they say, we cannot throw a messenger of Allah into the sea. Each time he was the one that was chosen, each time they did it, each time they tossed a coin or tried to determine who should be thrown in the sea, it was Yunus alayhi salam that was chosen to be thrown in the sea. When he saw that things were difficult, instead of everybody drowning, Yunus alayhi salam went into the sea. Allah said, فَالْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتِ. And then the fish, huge whale swallowed him, alayhi salatu wasalam. The whale swallowed Yunus, alayhi salatu wasalam. He became swallowed in the belly of the fish. فَالْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتُ وَهُوَ مُلِيمٌ. He was being blamed. Some of the people were blaming him. So it was because of this man. They blamed Yunus, alayhi salatu wasalam. And then the story went on. When he was in the belly of the fish, Allah told us in Surah Al-Anbiya, when he said, فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَنْ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. So that was the dua that he made in the belly of the fish. Allah said, نَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. He called out while in the darknesses, the darkness of the belly of the fish, the darkness in the dark regions of the ocean, and then the darkness of the night, because it happened in the night. Nada fi zulumat, the darkness of the belly of the fish where he was, and then the darkness of the neritic part of the ocean where he was, the part of the ocean where the light does not reach. It is called the neritic part of the ocean. So he called out unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, La ilaha illa ant, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. There is no deity deserving of worship, O Allah, except you. Subhanak, free and high above all imperfections are you. You are free, you are high, absolutely sublime, far away from imperfections. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. I had been from those who wronged themselves. I had made a mistake. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this dua, La ilaha illa anta, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. La ilaha illa anta, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, innahu lam yad'u biha muslimun. Certainly, lam yad'u biha muslimun. No Muslim would make this dua. No Muslim would call upon Allah using this dua. Fi shay'in, regarding any matter. Lam yad'u biha muslimun fi shay'in qattu. No Muslim would call unto Allah fi shay'in qattu. Lam yad'u biha muslimun. No Muslim will employ this expression to beg Allah fi shay'in qattu, regarding any matter at all. Illa stajaba Allahu lahu, except that Allah would answer him. Allah would grant his request. What is that? La ilaha illa anta, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. La ilaha illa anta, lam yad'u biha muslimun fi shay'in qattu, illa stajaba Allahu lahu. No Muslim would beg Allah with this expression regarding anything at all, except that Allah answered his call. Ikhwa, this is expression number 5 that Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim tells us. So it is an illness, it is a worry, it is an anxiety, it is a grief. If it is unhappiness, if it is disturbance of disease, ailments, beg Allah employing La ilaha illa ant, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innahu lam yad'u biha muslimun fi shay'in qattu illa stajaba Allahu lahu. In Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 87, where this verse occurs, Allah said, when he said that, fastajabina lahu, we answered the call of Yunus, alayhi salatu wasalam. ونجيناه من الغم and we saved him from the sorrow that he was in. We saved him from the grief that he was in. We saved him from the broken heartedness that he was in. What was he saying? لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إجابنا له. Because of that, we answered his call. ونجيناه. And then we saved Yunus عليه الصلاة والسلام من الغم. We saved him from the grief, from the worry, from the trouble. إخوة, being in the belly of the whale. Being in the belly of the whale, the scholars are different. For how long did he stay? Some say 3 days and three nights. Some say a day, 10 days. Different expressions. For whenever, for how, whatever the length of time, Allah said, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ. We saved him. We delivered him out of the grief. We delivered him out of the broken heartedness, the worry, the trouble that he was in. Allah said, وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That is the same way we will be saving, we will be delivering, we will be helping out the people of Iman. كَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. In the hadith that followed in our book, الدَّاءُ وَالدَّوَى, Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, for those of us who are up page, Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim said, وفي صحيح المستدرك of Al-Imam Hakim, Zaid ibn Allahu anhu, from the hadith of Sa'd sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the Prophet of Allah said, alayhi salatu wa shay'in idha nazala bi rajulin minkum karbun aw من بلايا الدنيا ألا أخبركم بشيء عنه. Employ the copy on the screen that occurs on page 21. The skin, the companions. Should I not tell you something? Allah من بلايا. Yeah. Minkum karbun. If karbun, worry, sorrow, grief, all affliction. So if anyone, the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wassalam, Ala ukhbirukum bi shay'in idha nazala bi rajulin minkum karbun aw bala'un min balaya dunya. Should I not tell you something? And this thing that I will tell you, idha nazala bi rajulin minkum karbun, if any difficulty of life, aw bala'un, or an affliction, min balaya dunya, from the things that afflict the people in this world. The world itself has afflictions. Yes, the world itself has affliction when we are in this dunya. The afflictions of illness, afflictions of poverty, Afflictions of worry, afflictions of witchcraft and sorcery, afflictions of need not being fulfilled, afflictions of diseases of various forms, various afflictions. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, إذا نزل برجل منكم كرب أو بلاء من بلايا الدنيا فدعا به يفرج الله عنه. If any of these afflictions afflicts anyone, any individual, فدعا به, and then he begs Allah using this dua, يفرج الله به, Allah will remove that trouble, Allah will remove that trial, Allah will remove that affliction. Should I tell you? قالوا بلى يا رسول الله. The companions رضي الله عنهم, they said, tell us يا رسول الله, tell us O messenger of Allah. قال, the prophet said عليه الصلاة والسلام, دعاء ذي النون, the dua of the companion who was in the belly of the fish. دعاء ذي النون, who was that? دعاء يونس. What was the dua? لا إله إلا أنت Subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. The Prophet said, إِذَا نَزَلَ بِرَجُلٍ مِنْكُمْ كَرْبٌ أَوْ بَلَاءٌ مِّنْ بَلَايَ الدُّنْيَا. If the karb, difficulty, worry, grief, or from the masaib, troubles in this dunya comes to anyone, فَدَعَ بِهِ, and he makes his supplication to Allah using this dua, يُفَرِّجُ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, Allah will bring a way out for him. That dua is dua'u dhinnun, the supplication of the one who was in the belly of the fish. That is saying, La ilaha illa ant, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. La ilaha illa ant, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. It continues, it said, وفي صحيحه أيضا عن. It also occurs in the Sahih, in the Mustadrak of Al-Imam Hakim, عنه, from the Hadith of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, أنه سمع النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يقول, that he heard the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم saying, هل أدلكم على اسم الله الأعظم? Should I guide you to Ismullah al-A'zam? Hal adullukum ala ismillah al-A'zam? Should I guide you to Allah's biggest name? Qalu bala ya Rasulallah. The companion said, yes, guide us unto it, O Messenger of Allah. Qal, the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, as is in this report, du'a'u Yunus, the dua of Yunus. Faqala rajulun ya Rasulallah. A man was reported to have asked, O Messenger of Allah, هَلْ كَانَتْ لِيُنُسَ خَاصَةً? That dua Yunus alone? فقال, and then the Messenger was reported to have said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, أَلَا تَسْمَعُ قَوْلَهُ تَعَالَى فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Did you not hear that Allah said, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ? We answered the call of Yunus. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ. We saved him from the trouble and the worry that he was in. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That is the same way we will be saving the people of Iman. Did you not hear that? The man was said to have asked, هَلْ كَانَتْ لِيُنُسَ خَاصَةً? Is it only exclusively for Yunus? And the Prophet was reported to have said, alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tasma'u qawlahu ta'ala. Did you not hear what Allah the Exalted has said? That yes, we delivered Yunus, wa kadhalika nunji al-mu'minin, the same way we will deliver the people of Iman. Fa ayyuma muslimin da'a biha fi maradihi 40 marratan. So any Muslim who employs this dua 40 times, فَمَاتَ فِي مَرَضِهِ ذَلِكَ أُعْتِيَ أَجْرَ شَهِيدٍ. If he dies in that illness of his or her, أعطي أجر شهيد. You'll be given the reward of a shaheed, a martyr. وإن برأ برأ مغفورا له. And if he becomes provided sound health, if he becomes well after the illness, برأ مغفورا له. He is becoming well, he is becoming healthy, while all of his sins are forgiven. This report, this expression of this hadith from Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas regarding this dua of Yunus is not sound. It is the first and the second that is sound. The first one, the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, da'watu zinnun, idda'a wa huwa fi batni al-hut, la ilaha illa ant, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin, innahu lam yad'u biha muslimun fi shay'in qattu, illa stajaba Allahu lahu. No Muslim begged Allah regarding a matter using this dua except that Allah answered it. This is sufficient for us. It makes us understand that it is not for Yunus alone. Because he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, lam yad'u biha muslimun fi shay'in qattu. It makes us understand that the dua is for all of us. What is that? La ilaha illa ant. Subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. La ilaha illa ant. So that statement, lam yad'u biha muslimun fi shay'in qattu, makes us understand that it is for all of us. Likewise, the second report that we read, that ala ukhbirukum bi shay'in idha nazala bi rajulin minkum karbun aw bala'un. Bi rajulin minkum is evidence that it is for all of us. Idha nazala bi rajulin, if anything happens to any one of you. So that makes us understand that that dua of Yunus, it is general for everyone. So take it as expression number 5. La ilaha illa ant. Subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. La ilaha illa ant. Subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Expression number 5. Expression number 4. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika astaghith. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika astaghith. Expression number 3. Ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Always. Ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Always. Ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Expression number 3. Expression number 2. Allahumma inni as'aluka bi anna laka alhamd. La ilaha illa anta al-manan. بديع السماوات والأرض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم. Expression number 2. Expression number 1. اللهم إني أسألك بأني أشهد أنك أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. That is expression number 1. So in expression number 5, it is what? لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. Ibn al-Qayyim went on to say, رحمه الله, وَفِي الصَّحِيحَيْنِ وَفِي الصَّحِيحَيْنِ. We are on page 22 for those of us employing the copy on the screen. Another expression, expression number 6. He said, wa fi sahihain. It occurs in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. Min hadith ibn Abbas. From the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiyallahu anhuma, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam kana yakulu inda al-karb. That when there is kerb, when there is difficulty, when there is worry, when there is trouble, when there is problem, the Prophet will say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la ilaha illallah al-azim al-alim. لا إله إلا الله رب السماوات ورب الأرض ورب العرش الكريم. You have how many La ilaha illallahs there? Three. La ilaha illallahul azimul alim. There is no deity deserving of worship except Allah. Al azim. The one who is absolutely mighty. Al halim. The one who is forbearing. Al halim. The one who he is compassionate with his servants and he does not punish them immediately. Allah is Al-Halim. He is Al-Azim. Absolutely mighty. Al-Halim. He is forbearing. He leaves you. He looks at you. Will you turn? Will you ask for forgiveness? He leaves you so that you can have opportunity to change. Allah is Al-Halim, forbearing. He does not immediately punish his servants. So, La ilaha illallahul azimul alim. La ilaha illallahul azimul alim. Al-Halim. This is the first expression. The second one, La ilaha illallahu rabbul arshil azim. They are simple. La ilaha illallahul azimul halim. La ilaha illallahu rabbul arshil azim. La ilaha rabbul arshil azim. La ilaha illallah. There is no deity deserving of worship except Allah. Rabbul arshil azim. Allah is the Lord of the mighty throne. Al arsh al azim. That throne that is absolutely mighty and huge. Allah owns it. Allah owns his mighty throne, far bigger than the heavens and the earth and all that they contain. That huge, mighty throne belongs to Allah. Allah is the owner of it. So, La ilaha illallahul azimul halim. La ilaha illallahu rabbul arshil azim. La ilaha illallahu rabbus samawat. There is no deity deserving of worship except who Allah. This Allah, he is Rabbus Samawat, the Lord of all the heavens. All the heavens, he owns it and he sustains it. Wa Rabbul Ard, the entirety of the earth belongs to Allah. Wa Rabbul Arshil Karim, Allah is the owner of the mighty Arsh, the huge Arsh, Al-Karim. That is beautiful, that is sublime, that is so nice, Allah's arsh, Allah's mighty throne. So three expressions of La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallahu al-azimul halim. La ilaha illallahu rabbul arshil azim. La ilaha illallahu rabbus samawati wa rabbul ardi wa rabbul arshil karim. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma said, that Anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, kana yakulu inda al-karb. Whenever there is trouble, whenever there is a problem, whenever there is a difficulty, the Prophet would say alayhi salatu wa salam, La ilaha illallahu al-azim al-halim. La ilaha illallahu rabbu al-arsh al-azim. La ilaha illallahu rabbus samawati wa rabbul ardi wa rabbul arshil karim. The Prophet will say that. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is a lesson I'd like us to draw from this. Look at Yunus alayhi salatu wa sallam to come out of the fish. Instead of asking, Allah bring me out, bring me out. He was praising Allah. La ilaha there is no deity deserving of worship except you. Subhanak, you are absolutely free from mistake, O Allah. That you got me here is not a mistake. Inni kuntu min adh-dhalimin, I have actually wronged my soul. Allah released him. He did not ask, Allah release me, release me, release me. We told us that dua are of two forms. Dua uthana. The dua that you are not asking Allah for something, you are just praising him. Like saying Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. You are not asking him, give me, But these are from the very efficacious dua. The first kind of dua is dua uthana. You are just praising Allah. So Yunus was just praising Allah. La ilaha illa ant. Subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. La ilaha illa ant. Subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Ikhwa, Allah knows that your condition, He will liberate you, He will bring you out of it. Once the matter happens, start saying it. La ilaha illa ant. Subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. La ilaha illa ant. Subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. La ilaha illa ant. He knows that your worry. He knows that your grief. He knows that your trouble. He knows that your sadness. Allah will liberate you from it. So this is from the aspects of dua uthana. That's why some of the scholars say to us that dua uthana is better than dua ul mas'ala. The dua where you are asking, Allah give me a child, Allah give me this, Allah give me that, Allah give me this, Allah give me this. The two are accepted. I hope you don't start asking me to harmonize anything. I'm just explaining two things. One of them is better than the other. La ilaha illa ant subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. He has not said anything, give me. Not just that Allah liberated him from the belly of the fish. Allah said, wa anbatna alayhi shajaratan min yaqtin. Allah gave him food that he will be eating. Allah made a tree to grow in the place where he was thrown out by the fish. In the place where he was expelled by the fish, Allah made a tree, anbatna alayhi. He also needed shade. Allah made a tree to grow there. The tree was there as a shade for him. And the fruit of the woods, his blood pressure needed to balance up. Allah gave him watermelon. So if he was in the belly of the fish, maybe all that he would be saying is, Allah just threw me out. He might not be asking, give me what to eat and drink so that I can recover. The third thing Allah did to him, Allah told him, why go back to your people? He went back to his people for Amanu. All of them accepted his message. If he was in the belly of the fish, maybe he would be saying, Allah, release me. But look at how Allah released him and arranged his life, granting him one level of success to the other, providing for everything that he needed. Instead of him asking for everything one after the other, he praised Allah. Allah gave him everything because Allah is Al-Alimul Khabir. Allah is the one who is absolutely knowledgeable. Al-Khabir, he is absolutely aware of all things. He is Al-Alim, he is absolutely knowledgeable. He is Al-Hakim, he is absolutely wise. His decisions for us are better than those things that we think we want by ourselves. So that's why those dua that are all encompassing are better than the one you are asking one after the other by yourself. Just like we learned in class last Sunday. The last class on Al-Adab al-Mufrad. Those dua by the Prophet, it will capture everything. Look, I was asking Allah for, Allahumma inni as'aluka min al-khayri kullihi. Oh Allah, I ask you from goodness, everything that is good. Ajilihi wa ajili. Whether it is a goodness that I need immediately or a goodness that I need in the future. Ma alimtu minhu wa ma lam a'lam. Whether I know that good deed or that goodness or I don't know. So there are goodness we ask for. There are others we don't know and there are goodness too that we need. There are goodness of immediate circumstance. There are goodness postponed. You ask for everything. You don't know. Ma alimtu. There are some that I know. Wa ma lam a'lam. And those ones that I don't know. Allah, I ask you, give me. But when he puts everything in this, la ilaha illa ant subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin, Yunus did not know that he will need a fruit like watermelon. He will need the shade of the tree. And then he will be accepted by his people. He might not have arranged this dua like this. But when he praised Allah sincerely and earnestly, Allah liberated him and gave him everything he wanted. The point here is that dua uthana, those dua that we recite praising Allah, they are more efficacious than the one we ourselves start asking one after the other. Those dua that the Prophet talks to us, like the Prophet taught Aisha, that dua that we just read. Allahumma inni as'aluka min al-khayri kullihi ajilihi wa ajili ma alimtu minhu wa ma lam a'lam wa a'udhu bika min al-sharri kullihi ajilihi wa ajili ma alimtu minhu wa ma lam a'lam wa as'aluka al-jannata wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin aw amal wa a'udhu bika min al-nari wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin aw amal. All of these, look at this dua, go back to it. So the Prophet Muhammad taught us dua. They are better than those ones, alayhi salatu wasalam. They are better than those ones that we want to be talking. Oh Allah, make me sell my perfume. Oh Allah, make me sell my cap. Make me sell my shoe. Make me all these things I have in my shop. Let them be sold today. Make me make good sale today. They are all inside it. Let my husband be pleased with me. Let my wife be pleased with me. Let me be able to get foreign exchange for my business transactions today. Let the bank not fail. Let the loan I want to take to build my business, let me be able to get it. All of these are talks. Once you say in me, as'aluka al-khayra kulli, I ask you for every goodness, ajilihi, whether immediately or ajili or later. Ma alimtu, whether I know that goodness, wa ma lam a'lam, and the goodness that I don't know. So the dua of the Prophet for us is better for us than the one we begin to coin for ourselves. Don't ask me whether it is lawful to coin dua for yourself, because that is not what we are talking about. I hope that it is clear. Here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in expression number 6. Abdullah ibn Abbas said, radiyallahu anhu, كان يقول عند الكرب, when there is difficulty and hardship, the Prophet will say, صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, لا إله إلا الله العظيم الحليم, لا إله إلا الله رب العرش العظيم, لا إله إلا الله رب السماوات ورب الأرض ورب العرش الكريم. I think the time is already fast spent. We'll come back, we'll continue from here, inshallah, in the subsequent lessons. If we have one or two questions, inshallah, we can look at them. I think just one question would be sufficient.
Naam, ya Sheikh.
Yeah.
The question is, may Allah preserve you upon goodness. How do we recognize How do we recognize a pious person to approach for dua?
How do we recognize a pious person to approach for dua? You will see that this person's his actions and statements are upon the sunnah. His actions and statements are upon the sunnah, because the sunnah, obeying Allah and His Messenger, is the index of righteousness. From that is that you see him is observing the salah regularly and at their time and properly. His salah will be steady and proper. Sometimes when you look at people when they are observing salah, you can tell the salah of an individual is the index of his righteousness and how serious he takes the salah. To observe salah at its time is an index of righteousness, is from the indices of righteousness. From that is how he abstains from muharramat. When something is haram, you see that he keeps away, he doesn't near, no lying, no deceit, no zina, no backbiting. All of these is far away from them. They are from the indices of righteousness. The man is far away from anything that is not decent, compliant with the Quran and the Sunnah. You will not see him there. So it is the second major index of righteousness. The first one, salat, The second one, abstinence from sins, things that Allah has prohibited. The third one, and this one you need to be close to him to know it, is persistence upon azkar. When someone is always full of azkar, what it means is that he is regularly remembering Allah. That will keep him away from indecency and evil practice in the hidden. Someone who always with azkar, always making azkar, always reading Quran, making azkar, consciously, always. These are general indices to understand and realize that this person is upon righteousness. If he now wants to talk to you, he will not go out of Quran and the Sunnah, whether in affirming and establishing the truths in his statements or in terms of rejecting a statement. The index by which he lives his life is Quran and Sunnah. Quran and the Sunnah. Always Quran. Allah says, the Prophet said this. Allah said this, the Prophet said this. These are general indices. There are others too, like the Prophet told us, alayhi salatu wasalam, Qiyamul Layl. Someone whose Qiyamul Layl is regular. But you know, you may not be able to know this from far away, but somehow you will know. Qiyamul Layl, when the Qiyamul Layl of an individual is very regular, it's from the symbols of righteousness. Likewise, fasting, tatawu'at, Mondays, Tuesday, all of these. So all of these are the physical things we can see. Allah didn't ask us to start now tying cameras to your clothes to go and keep a camera in his house. They didn't send us that one. Innama al-hukmu bi-dhahir. What we see is what we know about. So these are things that we can see. We can know it. Is observing Qiyamul Layl, we can know. He observes from anything that each itself, it is upon Quran and Sunnah, we can know. He will not deliberately make mukhalaf of Sunnah. You want to eat now. You see him using his left to put food in his mouth. You know this one has problem. So everything that he does, you always see upon the Sunnah, upon the Sunnah. Inshallah, these are clear indices of righteousness. May Allah grant us all righteousness, forgive our shortcomings, make us better people, draw us near himself, make good deeds easy for us, and forgive our shortcomings. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fiikum ya shaykh.
Amin wa iyyakum wa barakatuh.